Shalom to all. Today's office is Rosh Hashanah Michal Daf Tes Zayin. We are starting right at the top of the Amud with Halacha Vav and a Vilna Torah Sedaf. It's on Tes Amud Aleph right at the end. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Miriam Sar Basar Yaakov Maisha. Her neshama should have an aliyah. And the Mishnah tells us Hachala v'Truma Chayav an Alein Misa v'Chaymesh. In regards to both Chala and Truma, if a non-kain eats them b'mezid, he's chayav Misa b'Dei Shemayim, and if he eats them b'Shaygeg, he's chayav to not only pay the amount that he ate, but also an added Chaymesh. And we know this regarding Truma Misa because the pasuk says Umesu Bay Ki Chaluhu, and this applies to Chala as well, because challah is called truma, as we quoted multiple times before. And by the same token, we apply the din of a chaymesh as well. Furthermore, v'asur lizarim, it's asur for non-kohanim. This means even for a non-kohen to eat chetzi shir, less than a kezias, for example, he's still not allowed to do so. Also, v'hein nechse kohen, these are considered an achasim. It is the property of a kohen, and he's allowed to use it to makadish a woman. It's not considered like mamad gavaya and va'olim becherumeya. They're both batal 1 in 100. We already know this regarding truma, and is also true by challah. Between ruchitzis jadaim, one has to wash their hands beforehand. This is referring to a kohen, obviously. The hair of Shemesh, and he has to wait till hair of Shemesh. This is when a kohen becomes Tameh, he goes to the mikvah, he's now Tahar. However, he still has to wait for hair of Shemesh for the sun to set in order for him to be Tahar enough to eat Truma and Challah. One is also not allowed to take Truma or Challah from something that's Tahar for something that's Tameh. One is only allowed to take Challah and Truma. This means that if he's taking Challah or Truma off from one for the other, they have to be right next to each other, and they also have to be a Davar Agamar. The grain or the produce has to have reached Gemara Malacha in order to separate Truma, and the dough has to be fully kneaded and ready in order to be Chayav and Challah and to be able to separate it. Another din, Ha'omer, let's say a person says, Kol Garni Truma, my entire threshing floor, meaning my entire storage area, the whole thing is Truma. Or he says, V'chal Yisasi Challah, my entire dough is Challah. Lo'ayim Reklum, that's nothing. Ad She'yishayir Miktas, he has to leave something over, and this is based off of Joshua Pasuk that tells us that some of his produce or some of his dough is Truma or Challah, but he can't give the whole thing as Truma or Challah. Now the Gemara explains part of the Chiddush of the Mishnah, reviewed by Rapazi, quotes Rav Chanin, who says, B'shem Rav Shmuel by Rav Yitzchak, Chala Chulin Hu. Chala is really Chulin. When a person makes a dough, it's already Chulin. All the necessary Trumas and Maisers have been separated. So I would think that the part separated as Chala is also Chulin. And so Yisi Omer, I would say, Mutal Galgal Bahen, the one is allowed to be Megalgal. In Yerushalmi, this means to be Mezalzel, the Gimel switched out for Zion. In other words, I would think one is allowed to treat Chala like normal and that it doesn't have some sort of special Kedusha. Lefum Kain Sarch Meimar, that's why the Mishnah had to tell us, Hachala Veha Truma chayav an olein misa v'chaymesh. The challah and truma have the same din that a non-kayan who eats it is chayav misa if he did so on purpose, or chaymesh if he did so by mistake. And that means that this challah, this portion of dough that was separated, takes on a real din of truma, and therefore he has to be very careful with it. Now we have a little bit of agarata, and the Gemara continues. Esr mitzvahs adam oisa ad shelo yoichal prusa. A person ends up doing 10 mitzvahs before he ends up even eating one slice of bread. Number one, mishum leisachrosh. He's not arvid lav, which is basically being yotzei mitzvah of not plowing his field with two different species animals. Number two is Baal Tizra. He's not over planting kalayim. Number three is Baal Sachsoim. He's not over muzzling his animal when it's threshing. Number four, five, and six is Lekat Shecha and Peya. He gave all these matanas to the Haniyim. And number 7 through 10 is Truma, Umayser Risha, and Umayser Sheni, the Chala. So a person is Mekayim 10 mitzvahs before he even eats a slice of bread. And Rav Yitzchak, Kad Asi Mesav Lidoi, that's a proper girsa, when Rav Yitzchak would take bread in his hands, Hu Pashat Asarte Etzvase, he would spread out his 10 fingers, Va'amar and say, Hare Kiyamti Eser mitzvahs, I was Mekayim 10 mitzvahs. And on the test I know and based on the top, with the last part of the first parak of the Masechta, Chala ala koil, Truma ala koil, when a person separates Chala or Truma, he has to say very clearly that this bit of Chala is for the entire dough, or this bit of Truma is for the entire pile. Another din, the Pasuk tells us, Truma la Hashem, what do we learn from here? Zeh Shem HaMiyochid, this referring to Shem HaMiyochid, Hashem's name, which means when a person separates Truma or Chala, he has to make a bracha. And lastly, now explaining the last din of the Mishnah, Minayin Shaloi also Klom, Shire Mikzas, how do we know that a person is not considered to have done anything? He's not considered to have separated Challah or Truma until he leaves some of the dough over for himself, which means he's not able to give away the entire dough as Challah or the entire pile as Truma. The answer is Tamalem, May Rashis, and we learn from his mem that it's only from the Rashis it's given away. Veloy Ko Rashis, not the entire Rashis. You can't give away everything as the Rashis. You have to leave some for yourself, and then that shows us that what was given away is considered Rashis. Hadronach Hamisha Dvarim, Malzer finishing the first parak of Masechet Challah, just like we were zechet to finish this parak together, we should be zechet to finish the entire Masechet together, and of course, all of Yerushalmi together. And right away, moving on to the next parak, the Mishnah tells us, Paris chutz la'aretz, shenechesu la'aretz, chayav b'challah. Produce from chutz la'aretz, from outside Eretz Yisrael. So we have grain that came from outside Eretz Yisrael that was brought into Eretz Yisrael and was made into a dough. It's chayav and challah. Now what about the other way around? Yatzu mikan l'sham, grain from Eretz Yisrael that was brought outside. So Reb Lezer mechayev, Reb Lezer is mechayev and challah. Reb Kiva pater, Reb Kiva paters. And that's because Rabbi Elazar holds that Peiros Eretz Yisrael are always chayv and chala no matter where they are, whereas Rabbi Akiva argues with him. On to another din. Once we're discussing Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz, offer Chutz La'aretz Shabbat Besfino La'aretz. We have dirt from Chutz La'aretz. They came on a boat to Eretz Yisrael. So we have a boat that came from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael. There was a whole bunch of dirt on that boat for whatever reason, and now it's in Eretz Yisrael, and now something started growing out of that dirt, which is in the boat. Chayv u'maisr b'shvias, that which is growing is chayv and maisr and shvias, it's considered like it's growing in Eretz Yisrael, even though it's chutz la'aretz zika dirt. Now, Amar Rabbi Yehuda clarifies, Amasai, when is this? Bizman shasfina gosheshes. That's only if the boat is scraping the bottom of the floor. Let's say it's in a very shallow part of the river, and so the boat is actually touching the floor. So we would say everything here is considered to be growing in Eretz Yisrael because it's touching the ground in Eretz Yisrael, and that means the nutrients of Eretz Yisrael are going through the boat into the dirt, into that which is growing, so it's growing in Eretz Yisrael. However, the boat is floating on the water and the bottom is not touching the ground, so these things that are growing in the chutz la'aretz dika dirt, which is in the boat, which is currently in Eretz Yisrael, is not considered to be getting nutrients from Eretz Yisrael. On to another din, going back to challah, isa sheni lo shemei peiros, a dough that was kneaded with fruit juices and not with water, chayavis b'challah, it's still chayav in challah, however, v'nechaz b'yadam esayavis, it's allowed to be eaten with tameh hands, and that's because the challah is not going to become tameh. How does something become tameh? This is only by way of hechsher. It has to be made susceptible to become tameh, and that's only through one of the seven liquids, and fruit juices are not included in those liquids. Therefore, this dough is not able to become tameh, and that's why the kayin, even if he has tameh hands, he's allowed to eat this challah, because it's not going to become tameh. And one last din, ha'isha yishavas v'katzah chalas aruma, a woman could sit and separate her challah even though she's unclothed, and that's even though she has to make a bracha, and why is this not a problem? Because she could cover herself, avoloi ha'ish, but not a man. When a woman sits, even if she's unclothed, as long as she puts her legs together, her erva, her private part, is covered, and so she can make a bracha. But a man, his private parts aren't covered because it sticks out of his body, and therefore he's not able to separate challah unclothed because he can't make a bracha. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with the Gemara. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.